from the 60% to the 90% range. But these operational improvements are only part of the story. The data Acadian collects is helping the company to become even smarter with patient treatment. EMTs face the quandary of whether to establish an IV at the scene and delay departure to the hospital, or start for the hospital first, even though the vehicle motion might make it harder to get an IV going. By analyzing data collected on the new pen-based PCs, Acadian learned that the success rate was identical either way. The company made en route IVs the standard procedure, cutting minutes off arrival time. Analysis of pen data also enabled Acadian to provide specific training to EMTs who had a low success rate with IVs or intubations, the insertion of a tube in a patient's throat to help breathing. Analysis also indicated that Acadian could stop carrying two types of medicine that invariably expired and were disposed of before they could be used. With the old paper reports, analysis of these issues and others was difficult at best. Even with shift commanders reviewing the tickets, it was impossible to spot any but the most obvious issues for follow-up, such as substantial delays or a rare major mistake by a crew. The 500 to 600 tickets a day simply piled up, useful only as historical records of individual cases, not for analyzing trends. Going forward, Acadian will have enough local data to understand and respond to almost any medical trend. The company won't have to wait for long-term national studies. Acadian and other ambulance services are also pursuing the next step, transferring digital data along with the patient to the receiving hospital. In Birmingham, Alabama, 10 local hospitals have begun to use TraumaNet, a software program that enables a paramedic to transmit basic patient data electronically from the ambulance. The data goes to a trauma communications center, which directs the ambulance to whichever hospital has the appropriate emergency treatment available, and sends the patient data to the hospital so that the hospital can prepare for the patient's arrival. Ultimately, the goal is to use digital systems to provide a holistic picture of the patient's status by the time the ambulance pulls up to the emergency room doors. Once in the hospital, a patient benefits from information systems that provide the medical staff with more information about the patient's history, capture the details of care to date, and relieve doctors and nurses of excessive paperwork so they can spend more time focusing on the patient. A good illustration of how a hospital can integrate all this patient information is found at Children's Hospital and Regional Medical Center in Seattle. Children's Hospital is a 208-bed nonprofit pediatric hospital affiliated with the University of Washington School of Medicine. The hospital has 180 hospital-based physicians and 100 residents at the hospital, plus another 240 residents who rotate in from other programs. Affiliated with more than 50 outpatient specialty clinics in Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Washington, and Wyoming, Children's also takes pediatric referrals from those five states. When a patient is admitted, all identifying information is entered once into a PC and stored in a central database. More than 1,500 PCs are stationed throughout the hospital, on every floor, in every department, and in close proximity to every bedside. Whenever anyone in the hospital interacts with the patient, the encounter is entered into the same database. Any staff member, even a clinician at one of the Children's off-site specialty and outpatient clinics, can tap into this information. If a nurse needs to notify a doctor about a patient's status, she can page the doctor, and he can log on to a PC at the hospital or remotely through a dial-up connection and review the patient's condition. Every treatment, test, medication, and procedure administered at Children's is entered into CareVision, a patient information management system from HealthVision Corporation. A CareVision file gives the hospital a complete digital record of the patient and what the hospital has done for him. Developed in coordination with Children's clinicians who worked along with the IT staff as part of the project team, the CareVision system can capture data as minute as how often a nurse visits a patient, turns her in her bed, or gives her a bath. A physician can click on a patient name to review the record, drilling down to as much detail as needed. All lab reports and other information that were once part of the 100 pages per week per patient paper flow are now stored digitally in a database. Everything is captured electronically so that the hospital has a complete, instantly available picture of every time and every way the hospital touches the patient. Soon the hospital will add a decision support module to alert medical staff in real time to treatment conflicts and duplications. For example, upon entering a drug order for a child, a physician might be alerted by the system that the medication interacts adversely with another drug the child is receiving, or that the child is allergic to the drug. Or the doctor might order an X-ray and the system will say, "We just ordered an X-ray yesterday. Do you really want another one?" Children's uses its system to develop best practices in caring for patients. The industry term for this is clinical pathways, and it means defining optimum courses of care for specific maladies. Most hospitals have always had clinical pathways for treating certain illnesses, but they were paper-based and often ended up on a shelf where few people could access and use them. Even when they were used, paper-based pathways made it difficult to collect and evaluate data for improvement. At Children's, care data is captured automatically, giving pathway teams ways to track trends and build even better pathways. The teams then program new standard paths into the care vision system and push them to doctors at the bedside where they're administering treatment. When a physician prescribes a certain drug or treatment, the system double-checks whether their prescription is compatible with the hospital's pathway for that problem. The system alerts doctors to new procedures they might otherwise overlook. This ability to sift through data to develop better medical practices is especially important to Children's Hospital in its capacity as a teaching organization. To assist residents and students, CareVision will contain pre-selected orders that follow the hospital's current best practice guidelines. If the resident is not familiar with the order set, the system can email background information to the resident for later reading. The online references will contain the latest data explaining the pros and cons, in terms of cost and effectiveness, of different treatments. If a resident places an inappropriate order, CareVision will prevent the order from going through, send additional information to the resident as to why the order was stopped, and possibly alert the attending physician to areas where the resident may need more training. Integration of the new system with the legacy billing system at Children's protects the hospital's investment in existing technology, and the new system meets stringent patient confidentiality and security criteria. The system makes it easier to get reimbursed, since extensive documentation is available to insurance providers. Because the system captures all patient care data digitally, the hospital has the ability to run audit trails and produce extensive management reports. PC and web technology benefit patient care not only in hospitals but also in daily clinical practice. Centara Health System of Norfolk, Virginia, a healthcare provider in Southern Virginia and Northern North Carolina, is using the internet to put doctors in touch with patients, whether the patients are in the hospital or at home receiving ongoing treatment. Centara has created an intranet-based application called SpinWeb that provides its network of 2,000 physicians and 5,000 office staff with instant access to patient records and other hospital information systems over the web. Doctors dial into Centara's PC servers from their offices or homes to check patients' current medical status and to read lab reports, patient discharge summaries, other patient news, medical reference materials, and insurance information. A surgeon might dial in the night before surgery to check on a patient's condition. SpinWeb also enables a doctor to review, edit, and electronically sign patient documents via a PC from a remote location. Email enables communication among physicians and between Centara and physicians. These capabilities save a doctor from having to drive to the hospital, often from a rural area, every time a routine step in a patient's treatment is completed. It also saves the administrative burden in disseminating all the paperwork. For a